Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Christ. Please be seated, and I'd like the children to come forward and come forward carefully. And we're going to stand because it's going to be too hard for me to. So stand right there. Yeah, one of you go on that side. Sign all, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Tells me so. Good morning. Really well, I just read from the Gospel of Matthew and used one word a lot. Does anyone know what that word was? No? Okay, I'm going to say it again. And blessed. Blessed. Did you hear me say blessed are you? Blessed are you? It's kind of, yeah, okay. So there's a lot of blessed are yous in there. Does anybody know what that means? You are blessed. Mm-hmm. And what is, does anybody know what the word blessed means?
It means God.
It is hard to explain, isn't it? It is. It means that it can mean all kinds of different things, right? We talk about blessing people. We talk about blessing, God blessing the earth. We talk about if somebody sneezes, we say, God bless you, right? Well, one of the meanings in Hebrew of blessed is you are on the right road. That was one that I don't think I knew very well or used it very well. So Jesus is out with he sees a crowd of people and he gathers up his followers and he starts describing the people who are there, saying, you're on the right road. Even if you're mourning, even if you are seeking justice and it's not happening, even if you feel meek or sad, you are on the right road. And today is All Saints, as Pastor Michael has said, and these candles at some point will all get lit. And did you hear us read a lot of names? Did you know everyone who was named? No, I didn't even know everybody who was named. But we remember them together anyway. That's part of God's calling us on the right road and promising that we are. That even when we don't know people, even when we don't know their story, today we remember that God is with them and God is with us and we lift up their names. And sometimes that makes us feel sad and sometimes we feel happy about having those memories of people. We had something sad happen in our world last week where 11 people died in their synagogue, and it was a very sad thing. And part of what we know from Jesus saying all things are blessed is that we can lift up all the saints and name people as saints that we don't even know. So right now, the acolytes are going to help me, okay, because they've been trained with fire. Mm-hmm. By Pastor Michael, so you know, I don't know. Okay. So I am going to read the 11 names from the people at Tree of Life Synagogue, and you are going to help light 11 candles and just put them around, okay? So we remember Daniel Stein, Joyce Feinberg, Richard Gottfried, Rose Malinger, Jerry Robinitz, Cecil Rosenthal, David Rosenthal, Bernice Simon, Sylvan Simon, Melvin Wax, and Irving Younger. All right, and will you say amen with me?
Amen.
Amen. All right, thank you for coming up. You may go sit down. Well, I have started last week about reading Anne Lamott's new book, Almost Everything, and it's a great little book. It has nice kind of devotional-sized chapters, but one of her chapters begins with her saying this: almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a little while, including you. And there is truth in that statement on a lot of levels, not just unplugging technology or unplugging from technology, although that is true. There's unplugging from thoughts or emotions that hold you back. Sometimes needing to unplug from responsibilities or mandates. Unplugging from your own expectations of yourself or the ones others may have of you. Unplugging from the messages of this world, the voices that try to turn us this way and then that way until we're not sure what exactly makes sense any longer. Unplugging to allow your soul to rest and your mind to breathe and your thoughts to slow down. This unplugging is something that we hope we can offer in worship each week. We hope that you engage in on your own daily practices. And also today, as All Saints, we take a bit of extra care to dwell in this time and just pause and reflect for a moment. A pause to remember those we love who no longer walk with us or text us or give us a phone call or snuggle up on the couch. A pause to remember those new lives among us as well. Baptisms that help us to recall the water that washed over those who have died, along with the promises of life from God and the water that has washed over our own heads as well. So as we read names, and as you will light candles and say prayers in your heart, we also pause to remember who we are and whose we are as we dwell in this space that lingers between life and death, between sinner and saint, between grief and hope. Last week we celebrated Reformation, a day that is most often seen as a pinnacle day of the Lutheran Church, a birthday of this church in particular, and that's true. And then we come to today, immediately after, every year we come to All Saints, the day where we get to the heart of it all, where we get to dwell in the core of our theology, that God comes into the depths of struggle and reality and grief and pain and death, and God stays there for a little while or a really long while, whatever we need, to hold our hands through it, and then helps us remember there is more, and death does not have the final say, even when it looks and feels that way. In our world today, we stand as witness to a lot of different things. We stand as witness this week to a massacre at Tree of Life Synagogue, to marches for the rights of all human beings, to a line of immigrants moving north to escape violence and persecution, to the interning of ashes for a boy, Matthew Shepherd, killed for being gay. We also are witness to our very own personal losses and pain, the reality of deep sadness and struggle. We witness these heartbreaks and these lives lost, and also lives seeking new life in a world where somehow we keep allowing death to come too early, death to infringe on how we love our neighbor today, death to have more power than resurrection. And we who assemble here stand as witnesses to the truth of life, to how to live in the promise of God here and now, how to not dismiss this certainty of death, and also witness to the power and promise of the resurrection on this time and this earth, not just in a life to come. As Pastor Caroline Lewis declares, we stand as witness to believing that loving our neighbors is not for the sake of having eternal life, but always because it is a means by which death is overcome here and now. This is a day that is filled with a lot of truth and even hard truth, that it can be difficult to stand as witness to all of these things all at once, that we live in a constant state of being in between the certainty of death and the certainty of the promise of life, in between hearing the words of Jesus declaring blessings and the knowledge of living in a world where none of those things that he says are blessed are lifted up as true today. When we hear Jesus pronounce, "Blessed are you," it can make it pretty easy for us to hear these words from him as instructive or as a mandate of something to do. Want to be blessed? Then you better figure out how to have a pure heart or thirst for justice or mourn or be meek. But these words are actually not written in an instructive form. As Jesus begins his Sermon on the Mount, he begins by gathering those who are following him and saying, "We are on the road together." And he looks out at the people who are gathered around him and he simply describes them. He describes them as blessed, as being on that right road. He sees real lives with real broken hearts, real struggles and persecution, and he says, "You are blessed and loved by God. You are on the road of gift and blessing to this world. You I bless and send to those, to this world, to live in this in-between." It is not these words of blessing that we need to unplug from. It is the words of death and destruction that creep and crawl their way into our lives each and every day, that we need to release each and every day and come back to the truth of the blessing of the in-between. Yes, we are called to thirst for righteousness and justice. Yes, we are called to seek out a pure heart and to see those that mourn or who are meek or who face grief or persecution in any form are who and whose they truly are, a blessed child of God. This blessing from Jesus is the truth of who we are as well. And that is why it is imperative that we unplug from words of hate and fear and destruction, that we unplug from messages that paint people as an other. And as we unplug from those words, we are promised that the Holy Spirit never unplugs from us. In fact, it's the opposite. We continue to be infused with the knowledge and the hope and the promise of life, even in the in-between. And so we can hear the words of Jesus as describing and pronouncing blessing on us and on our world today. Blessed are you who come with grieving hearts and who come with deep joy. Blessed are you who walk in sickness of body or mind. Blessed are you who are barely holding on, you who will miss someone today and always. Blessed are you who can see the outcast as a saint. Blessed are you who stand as witness to the truth, standing in this gap of life and death. Blessed are you as witnesses to this gospel news that God is here in the middle of it all. Rejoice then and be glad in the promise that you are loved sinner, made saint, and that you are on that promised road to life here and now. Amen.